know whether to be proud or ashamed to be the first presenter to speak in English. It's interesting to me that so far we've covered the topic from many, many angles, halachic, archaeological, scientific, chemical, biochemical, marine, etc. What I'd like to do is to bring into focus the Tam HaMitzvah, the reason why we wear tzitzit, and the reason why we have Techelet. And the reason is not an esoteric one. It is spelled out specifically in Parshat Tzitzit, in the selection at the end of Parshat Shlach, where we read about the mitzvah for the first time. What I'd like to do is read the Psukim and draw your attention to four dikdukim, four minor points, which might seem minor, which troubled Rabbi Moshe Halshech, a great commentator of the 16th century. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe l'mor. God spoke to Moshe, Daber al b'nei Yisroel v'yomar ta'aleha, and said, if you speak to the Jewish people and tell them, V'yasu lahem tzitzit. They should make for themselves tzitzit. Notice the person. V'yasu is in the third person. They should make for themselves. Al kanfei b'dehem, on the corners of their clothing, l'dorotam, for all generations. V'natnu, and they should make, we're still in the third person. Al tzitzit hakanaf, on the corner where they make the tzitzit, the teal techelet, that's what we've been talking about, a string of techelet. Vahaya lachem, lachem is the second person. Notice the shift. From the yasu lachem in the third person, the nasnu in the third person, and once the word techelet is mentioned, we shift from the third person to the second person, from them to you. Vahaya lachem, it's tzitzit. Uritem oto, you should see it. Uzechartem, and you should remember it, kol mitzvot Hashem, all of God's mitzvot. Va'asitem otam, you, again, the second person, should perform these mitzvot. V'lo taturu acharei levavchem acharei necha. Do not stray, do not wander, do not be misled by your heart, or by your hearts, or by your eyes. Because of this experience of the tzitzit slash tchelet, you should perform the mitzvot, and you should be kedoshim. The Halshech has 12 dikdukim. I want to focus on just four of them. Number one, I already did, this shift, pre-tchelet, it's the third person, post the word chelet, it is the second person, number one. Number two, while we are in the third person, pre-chelet, it is the dorotam for all generations. After the word chelet, there's no mention anymore of the dorotam. It's not all generations, but perhaps only certain times during the history of the Jewish people. That's number two. Number three, what is this v'hi'item kedoshim elokecha? Every mitzvah makes us kadosh. Sher kedishanu b'mitzvuka v'tzivana. And not by every mitzvah in the Torah does it say v'hi'item kedoshim. What is it about the mitzvah of tzitzit slash tchelet that makes us holy? And finally, acharei levavchem v'acharei nechem. Do not go astray, do not be misled by your hearts or by your eyes. The sequence should be the reverse. First your eyes, ayin roeh, you see something which tempts you, and then your heart, halev chomeid, your heart responds to the sensory input of the eye, and you desire whatever it is that your eyes have seen. But the sequence in the text is the reverse. First your heart, then your eye. What is this all about? Ask the Halshech. I'm going to propose an approach. You might think that it is homiletic approach, but so be it. The approach is based upon two fascinating psychologists, in the early history of the field of psychology, and Rivara did not mention that among my many hats that I wear, I have a doctorate in psychology as well. And Dr. Sturman already pointed out that what we're experiencing today is how difficult it is to stay narrowly in one subject. We begin with Torah and we end up with biochemistry. Well, now we're ending up in psychoanalytic psychology. The first psychologist I want to mention might not be very pleased that I'm calling him a psychologist. He was none other than Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, the founder of the Musar movement, lived in the late 19th century. And he is intrigued with the concept of the Yetzer Hara, the evil urge that is within each of us. The evil urge is that which tempts us, the temptations of life. Mortal man and mortal woman are all exposed to the temptations of life, for which the Torah tells us not to be misled by these temptations. And somehow tzitzit and tchelet is supposed to help us struggle with the temptations of life. That's the title of my talk. Ha-Tchelet u'Pituyei Ha-Chayim, Tchelet and the Temptations of Life. Yisrael Salanter writes it, he wrote very relatively little, but one thing he did write with his own pen is his famous Igeret HaMusar. And there he speaks of two types of Yetzer Hara. I'll say it in my language in the interest of time, but you can look it up in the Igeret HaMusar, in the paragraph beginning Ata. In the paragraph beginning, I'm sorry, Bezot Matsanu Pesher Kafar Ben Hashitot Be'inyan Yetzer Hara V'Yetzer Tov. Because just like we have an evil urge, Yetzer Hara, we also have an urge to do good, Yetzer Tov. So he says there's two types of Yetzer Hara, two types of Yetzer Tov. The one is the one that I'll call, this is my connection, the Einayim, the Yetzer Hara of the eyes. This is the Yetzer Hara, the temptation we have to do evil, which comes because of our passions, because of our hormones, because of our habits, because of the social influences that we are subject to. We're all subject to influences in that direction, some physiological, some social, some intellectual, temptations of life. We also have temptations to do good, which come from common sense, general ethics, natural law, human morality, etc. That's one type of Yetzer Tov, Yetzer Hara. That's the eyes. But then writes Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, we have a Yetzer Hara which is not something which comes from these superficial senses, but rather which comes from deep within us. He calls it a koach tuma, the power, terrible power, the diabolical, demonic power that is somehow inside of us, a power that sends us toward evil, unbelievable evil. But zeh umat zeh asah halakim, and God gave us also a yetzer tov, which besides the common sense of doing good, the politeness, the courtesy, the etiquette, tells us we have a koach hakedusha, something very sacred and powerful within us that propels us to do unbelievable things, sirat nefesh, unbelievable things, things that are irrational, super-rational. And so the two aspects of the Yetzer Tov Koach, Yetzer Hara. I suggest that when the Torah says, Lo sasuru achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem, levavchem means the lev ha'even which is inside of us, the koach hatumah of what Rabbi Yisrael Salanter speaks, or the koach hakedusha, of which the Prince Yisrael Salanter speaks, the lev tov, the lev basar, the reformed lev, as he knows the lev ha'even, yusachem, nasati lochem, lev basar. So we have two types of lev, a lev even, koach hatuma, yetzer hara, and a lev basar, which is the koach hakedusha within us. But that's number one. That's much more powerful and basic and intrinsic to the human being than the superficial enamina. That's also Surah Achrei Levavchem first, and then Achrei Enechem. The Alshech HaKadosh himself points out that it's only before the word Tcheles is mentioned that we have the Dorotam. because the lavan, the white threads of the tzitzits, the Jewish people had from Matan Torah till this very day. Well, wears tzitzis. Every Jewish male wears tzitzis. We'll wear at least the white tzitzis, but that's the Dorotam. Tchelet, it's not the Dorotam. For hundreds of years, many hundreds of years, a thousand or more years, we didn't have Tchelet. So only Lavan, only the white threads are pre-Tchelet, the Dorotam. Here the Tchelet you don't have. The Inayim, the superficial Yetzer Hara, of which I spoke, that is best represented by speaking to people in the third person. The Asulahem, the Nasnoal Tzitzis, they, because that's superficial. When we speak of it in the third person, we speak much more superficially of those temptations of life which have to do with the senses, and are not coming from deep within, from the Yetzer Hara, Yetzer HaTov in us. But once the word Techelet is mentioned in the parsha, Tzir Techelet, then it's Bahayad Lachem, and it's for you, second person, you meaning the deep, deep you, the inner self, the Koach HaTumah of the Yetzer Hara and the Koach HaKadusha of the Yetzer Tov, which is deep within you, not within them, but within each and every one of you. We go further in the Psukim. L'ma'an Tisku, the purpose, is a dual purpose then. It's a purpose of the Lavan. Lavan, white, is always superficial. White is uncolored. Tcheles is colored, it's deep blue. The other psychologist that I want to mention, La'avdil, Melech Alfei Hadarot, is Carl Jung, famous psychoanalyst, who was unfortunately numbered among the great Sonei Yisrael. But he was a very wise man, and he had some deep, deep insights. And he insisted that man is not white. Inside, man is blue. There's a color inside of man, a deep, deep color. And Tcheles is deep. And notice that Tcheles is the blue color, or purple, or whatever color it is. The Tcheles color is deep, according to Chazal, in two ways. If you look in the Medrash Rabbah, the famous saying of Rav Meir, Tcheles is doma l'rokia, l'rokia l'kisei ha'kovod, but that's one girsa. The girsa in other places, in the Medrash Rabbah and Parshas Naso, is Tcheles doma l'esev, v'esev doma l'yam, v'yam doma l'rokia, l'rokia doma l'kisei ha'kovod. But what are all these associations? I suggest that Rav Meir, in his version in Parshas, the Medrash Rabbah, Parshas Shulach, is only talking about the Yetzer Tov aspect. The Koach HaKadusha, the depth, which is signified by the way Tcheles blue associates with Rakia and ultimately with Kisei HaKavod. That's the deep, deep Koach HaKadusha that's within us. That's Tchelet. The Tchelet also symbolizes the evil that's within us. The Koach HaTumah that's within each of us. The Yetzer Hara that's within each of us. And for that, we have Tchelet Dome Liyam. The depths of the sea, the dark depths, the hidden depths of mankind. So Tcheles has both of these tremendous powers. I could go on. Time, of course, is running out for all of us. I didn't mean that's an existential statement. But simply as a practical, pragmatic power. A good friend is here in Williams with me. David pointed out something which troubles us all. I heard this in Ari Greenspan's site, the Greenspan's call just a few moments ago. Why are we not all wearing Tchelet? Why is there such resistance to Tchelet? What's the source of this resistance? And the resistance not only found by those who are so committed to Chadash Asur Min HaTorah that even for them Tchelet is somehow Chadash. Or you find it in people who are open to all sorts of religious innovations, and yet you do not wear Tchelet. Why is this? I offer a psychoanalytic reason. There's a resistance in each of us, power of resistance. We resist the evil urges within us, or else we would devour each other alive. We repress that. But we also repress the sublime. The fascinating concept in Jungian psychoanalytic literature is a tendency to repress the sublime. Just as we repress evil, the Yetzer Ra, We repress the Yetzer Tov in the second sense of Rabbi Yisrael Salant. We don't want to be all that we should be, could be. We don't want to do it. It's too challenging, it's too different, it's too uncomfortable. Look what these 6 individuals did in order to find Chelas. They literally went diving into the sea. Right? That takes a lot of guts. And they stood up and made innovations, etc. Look what the Ratzina did. The Ratzina went from Gadol B'Yisrael in Eastern Europe to Gadol B'Yisrael to Eastern Europe, was rejected systematically by the greatest of the great, and persisted. Because he wasn't repressing the sublime that was in him. He wanted to express it, even though he was a minority, and really a minority of just about one. There's a resistance, natural resistance, to the Koach Hara, the Koach HaTov, which is within us. But we live in a time of the Geula, and we have experienced the Koach HaTumah, We have experienced the people in the Shoah, in the horrible Holocaust, the evilest of evil, the Koach HaTumah, the Yetzer Hara, in its most diabolic form. And what should be our reaction to it? Our reaction to it should be to elevate ourselves to the Koach HaTov, to the Koach HaKedusha, in its most angelic and sublime form. And that is what Cheles represents to me. Cheles represents to me the assertion that we are going to do the mitzvah which is at the root of our being, which is the Koach HaKedusha, that's what's within us. And that's going to be the counterweight to the Koach Hara that is out there in the world still, and that we as a Jewish people have suffered from. That is the ultimate meaning of the process, the tahalich, that we are undergoing now. It's the tahalich of Geula. Tchelet is part of the Geula, as the Ratzina Rebbe, a Polish Hasidic Rebbe, saw 130 years ago. And that's what we have now. As we proceed with Tchelet, the Esev, the Yam, Meyam, the Rakiya, Mirakiya, and Pisea Kapot.